Serving our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Cambridge 105 Radio.
I'm here with Sergeant Ian Manley in the Highways England's HGV unit, which they have kindly loaned to Cambridgeshire, Hertfordshire and Bedfordshire constabularies to use. Ian, maybe you can tell us a bit about what you're doing with the HGV unit.
By all means, nice to have you here. Highways England have loaned us the HGV unit for enforcement activity. We're primarily looking at mobile phone usage, but that doesn't mean that we're ignoring other offences that we're coming across. Utilising the HGV unit allows us to be on the same level as other heavy goods drivers, an opportunity that we wouldn't normally have in a patrol car. In a patrol car, we're at a much lower level and we're looking at drivers, so we can't identify offences.
Yeah, you can't see someone in a van that's above you.
Yeah, so being at the same level as an HGV driver, we can see whether they're using their mobile phone, whether there's another distraction within their vehicle, if they've got a film on their laptop or their computer.
Really?
Wouldn't be the first time. Somebody's been caught cooking their lunch as well as they're driving along.
Wow.
Previously. So we're able to see those offences that could be distracting the driver from their primary role of controlling their vehicle. But it also means that we can see whether they're wearing their seatbelt. But if we're identifying those offences, it also gives us the opportunity to interrogate the driver's tachograph system to see whether they're complying with their daily rest, weekly rest and twice weekly rest. So we're able to identify those offences, which again, a driver that's not sufficiently rested is a danger.
Yes.
Their mind could stray, they could be become inattentive of the road around them, which could lead to a collision.
So for those who don't know, what are the limits on rest?
So every day a driver has to take certain rest breaks during their driving day. They have to have sufficient overnight rest, and then twice a week they have to take a large break in order to ensure that they maintain their driver's hours.
Right. So as you're going along in the HGV, I guess there's more than one person in the HGV that you've got.
That's right. So we've got a driver, and then we've got an observer in the passenger seat. We've also got a third seat within the unit where we can... recently we've had the PCC in with us. The tractor unit is primarily used to identify offences. We then communicate with either motorcyclists or other officers in unmarked vehicles that will then stop the offending driver, and they will deal with them for the offences that they've committed.
Okay, so you call ahead or behind and someone then will go and tackle it. I guess you're recording video evidence that you've got then at the same time?
That's right. So the unit has a number of cameras around it, both near and offside, which captures the offence, puts that onto a hard drive which we can retain for any court appearances, and the officers also have a video camera so they can video the driver themselves. That footage is then immediately available to that driver.
Once you pull them, you can show them that they've done wrong. And yeah,
that's right. Whilst we don't use the HGV unit to stop the offenders, we are there to provide that evidence to the officers who are dealing with the driver.
How many people have you now got? Because I believe you've had to get people trained up.
That's right. We've had a number of officers who have joined us from military service who've had Class C driver's licences. So they've retained those skills and we're putting those to use. But working with Highways England, we've secured some funding. And then the fire service have been kind enough to assist us with training our officers. So we've managed to increase the amount of officers that we've got on the Triforce Department to make them available to drive this unit more and more.
Right, and I guess that makes your officers more valuable in terms of dealing with incidents on the road as well. If they've arrived and they need to do things like move an HGV that's stuck and the driver's unable to.
That's right. If a driver has a medical episode and their HGV is parked in lane 1 or lane 2 of one of our main roads, the A14, the M11, we're blocking 50% of the carriageway. So it allows us to drive that vehicle away to a safer location so we can keep the main traffic flowing. But it also gives some credibility to our officers as well. When they're talking to HGV drivers, if they've got the same level of licence as that driver, then it's much more credible.
You've got the HGV now until...
7th of October.
Right, so a good month of policing using the unit.
Yep.
Is it going to be out every day?
We're going to be out on our strategic road networks. We're going to be impacting on those drivers that are committing offences. We can't be everywhere, but we could be anywhere.
And this is Bedfordshire, Hertfordshire and Cambridgeshire, so you've got quite a big area to cover then.
Yeah, we've got some major roads. The A14 M11, A1M, A1, A421, M1, M25. So it's a lot of road, but we're going to make sure that they all get a good amount of policing with this unit.
So how many days has it been out so far?
It's been out all week. It's been out since we've had it.
What sort of hit rate have you had?
We've had quite a lot of people who are still using their phones, drivers who are still not wearing seatbelts, and a number of HGV drivers who are committing offences with their tachograph and their driver's hours.
So besides HGVs, obviously spotting other cars and other vehicles doing things that they shouldn't be doing as well?
That's right. The vehicle is out on the road. We're not solely looking at HGV drivers. We're looking at all user groups. We're not singling out one particular user group. But having this vehicle puts us on the same level as HGV, so it would be rude not to take the opportunity to impact on them. The level that we're at, the elevated level, means that we can see into the HGVs, and we can also look down into cars, and we can see what car drivers are doing below the window level that we wouldn't normally see in a normal patrol car.
I believe the A14 snarled up, so we're not going to be able to go out in the vehicle, but it sounds like it's going to be doing some good stuff over the next month.
Certainly.
Keith, you're part of the unit who are out driving the HGV and looking for infringing drivers. You've driven this unit, I guess, for the last couple of days while you've had it. Have you driven this one before when the unit's been here?
Not this particular unit. This is a new unit that's been lent to us by Highways England. We have there are three trucks throughout the country, and they swap them around. But I have driven the tractor unit on previous occasions. Yes.
Okay. If you can think about you've probably driven hundreds of miles in these units. Any idea how many people you've spotted doing strange things?
It's long and varied, and every day is different, as anyone within the police force will tell you. And nothing is a surprise anymore that you may come across. But for instance, yesterday I think we only actually got 10 offences we saw yesterday.
That's a large number. I mean,
it is, but it isn't compared to the day before when they had about 21 offences.
Wow. And in how many hours is that?
That would be probably sort of out for a few hours in the morning, then the same again after lunch. So probably throughout the course of 4 to 5 hours.
Wow. Okay. I mean, that's fairly extreme. So you're basically finding someone every 15 minutes or so.
If you averaged it out, I suppose it could be like that, yes.
That's a lot of people doing things they shouldn't be doing. What is the strangest things you've seen?
Probably some things I couldn't mention. But, I mean, it varies from people. Just yesterday I caught someone filling out his mileage claim for the month while he was driving along and trying to negotiate a roundabout.
Wow.
Obviously couldn't wait until he got to work to do that. And obviously with a vehicle of this size, it gives us the height advantage to look into cars where we wouldn't normally be able to see into cars from a car ourselves. And I've caught someone looking at Instagram on their tablet, which was on the passenger seat. Ordinarily, you wouldn't have seen that from the roadside. We're out there and we've not just got unmarked tractor units like this. We've also got unmarked motorbikes, unmarked police cars. We could be absolutely anywhere in anything.
Fantastic. Thanks for joining me, Keith, in your truck. Good luck with the HGV, and hopefully you'll get it back here again soon after you've had it this month.
Thank you very much.